Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Our Savior's words are especially important for those living the monastic life. We're tempted constantly by our pride, by our self-will, and we can always look to our Savior, our God who is unproud, our God who, beyond all expectation, put on our human nature and first suffered for us. He took up the cross. And so the monastic life is a cross, but if you truly embrace it, if you strive to conform your will to God's will, and through that commitment, conform your will to your elder's will, and you try to be obedient not only to him, but also be in harmony and obedient to your brothers, then your burden is truly light. Then there's light in your heart. Then there's consolation. Then there's fruit in your prayer. Then there's a blossoming forth of an extraordinary way of life that those who haven't partaken of it have no concept of. And so this is what you're called to. And in a way that it's a well-trodden path that the fathers have given unto us. So we celebrate on this Sunday the Holy Fathers of Mount Athos. And sadly, we don't have the many great lights that we once did on Mount Athos. But we know their stories, and we know that these stories are true. We know that there were many that gained salvation in the monastic life. Now, unfortunately, and I don't want to scandalize people, but there's a lot of eccentrics that dwell on Mount Athos that like to meddle in the affairs of the church in Greece. So we always have to test what is coming out from Mount Athos. But there are still those that seek obedience. There are still those that understand their position in the church. And we should never become confused because the iniquity has abounded in our own day. There are many that have shown forth in holy monasticism. And you know the lives. You hear the readings from the Holy Fathers every day in the context of your daily typica and everything. And you should rejoice that even though you're weak, even though you have failings, and even though you make mistakes, that you're following in the path of the Fathers. And so I just wanted to share those words with you the day after the Feast of the Holy Monastery and this opportunity to talk about monasticism. And today we also have a blessed event, an ordination of Father Jacob from the diaconate to the holy priesthood. St. John Chrysostom says that the greatest gift to mankind is the priesthood. Why? Because it's through the priesthood we have the baptism and the Eucharist, and we participate in the divine energies of God. We participate in God, and we become temples of the Holy Spirit. Where there's no priesthood, there's no Eucharist. And so this is another yoke. It's a very solemn yoke. It is a burden for a priest. And I hope and pray that all you here or from the parish in Chicopee encourage Father and support him and his family and his new ministry. He has, of course, Father Michael and his family to work with him in his new labor for the church. But there are temptations in the priesthood because the devil wants to oppress priests. And so I ask you that you don't cooperate with the devil and oppress your priests. I know that sounds rather harsh. But the devil sows thoughts in our minds, and he tries to get us to become his little puppets and things and cause sorrow for spiritual fathers and presbyters in the context of their spiritual labor. But if we look to our Savior and desire to conform ourselves to His will, then we can have harmony within the parish, within the monastery. And then once again, there's a blossoming and there's a participation in the Holy Spirit. So these are simple teachings. But because of our sinful nature, it's not so easy, it's not so simple for us to really embrace them. And so it's only through picking up our cross and constantly looking to the example of our Savior's love for us and then the love of the saints that we can clarify our minds and our thoughts and struggle against our passions. So may God bless you all in this wonderful feast of the monastery of St. John over during this weekend, and may God grant that we all participate in the descent of the Holy Spirit in the ordination today, and may God grant you wisdom. Amen.